Why does he have to have these anniversaries? Why does he have to have these $500 suits? Why does he have to have that Rolls Royce? Why does he have to have that Lincoln Continental? Why does he have to have that Cadillac? You're going to try to lie to yourself tomorrow. You're going to try to sit there, but I have bewitched you. I have bewitched you with the truth. I have come, and you cannot now turn away. You're going to try, but if I had not come, you would have had no sin. If I had not spoken in Philadelphia, you would have had no sin. But I have come, and I have spoken, and now you've got to walk in the light. Oh, yes. Glory. Got my security people wandering around because there's a preacher threatening that I'm going to get killed in Philadelphia. Well, I'll tell you one thing. The last man that tried that ran up the aisle. He had a gun. His name's Alvin McCall. You can go in San Francisco and you can find him these days. He ran up and he said, that I had my gun. He looked for his gun. He's like a man looking for something. He looked like he'd lost his drawer. His gun was gone. He said, if I had my gun, I'd kill you. But he didn't have his gun because I done took his gun away from him. Hey! And I said, you've touched the ark. No longer a wooden box. It's no longer a paper Bible. Jeremiah said, get rid of the paper box, the talisman, the ark of the covenant. And I said, get rid of the letter, because the letter killeth. I've told you, as I did in the day of Jesus, go out without purse or scripture. Don't go out with anything but the living word. I don't have it. Well, then get around me. You'll get it. You'll get it. I'll make you fishers of men. I'll give you power. I'll cause you to go forth and lay hands on all these oppressive devils, all these oppressive spirits that have held us down in racism. You get around me, and I will send you out in my name, and you will set the people free. I think I can't do it. I've done it, as I said. I've sent them to all of our churches, and I've sit at home writing letters and told them who to call out and who to take out of wheelchairs. Though I'd be 4,000 miles away, I would tell them what to do, because I'm on the scene. I said, I am that I am has come. The very same Jesus and the very same God. Talk to them, Henderson, talk to them, so they don't make any unwise mistakes in any case that they make. Wrong moves. Peace. You know, if someone had written a book about you, and you were over here in New York and they written a book out to California that was told a whole lot of lies about you, some old king come along and held race slaves. As I said, the blacks amaze me the most. They'll hold on to that black book. And King James is the first one that sent the good ship Jesus to Africa to bring us back in slave chains. The way they got us, the way they got the Union of South Africa today. A black person cannot even go out of house after 6 o'clock at night in the Union of South Africa. An African no longer controls. They killed. They came there in the name of the Calvinist Baptist faith. A few years ago, the Union of South Africa said they were going to educate the people. And Africa didn't need any education. They had all they needed. They had freedom. They had the land. But they sat down and let those missionaries talk to them. And while the missionary, one of them was talking to them, the rest of them took the rest of them off and killed them. Killed the leaders. And now in the Union of South Africa today, a woman cannot be with her husband because she has to work, he has to work, and they cannot travel at night more than a mile from where they work. So a wife will not see her husband for a year or her children. You wake up over there, child. I'll throw some water on you. I'm not talking to that elder sister. I'm talking to one younger. Leave her alone. She's all right. It's beyond her time now. All I want to do is just love her and take care of her. Just let her rest. But I'm not going to let any young people here. Some of you people have been, you've been, the man's house in too long. I'm a field in. You know what a house in is, don't you? You know what the house ends used to do? They'd go and tell where the slaves were and say, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, sir, no, sir. They got there, you got there doing that with that religion. They got you in religion, and you're not doing anything. These ghettos rotting around you, and they're telling you up and down here, that rascal down the street at Broad Street, I know him when he wouldn't used to speak to me because I adopted a black child right down here on Poplar and Broad. Now he's got mostly black. just because he's taking their money, but you don't see nothing but an old rotten building falling down around itself. He'll never do anything about these ghettos. Say, who you talking about? What, his name rhymes with bones? It's all right, some of you spies. Get over here. I'll tell you the truth, too. Just get up into that brass band. He wouldn't ever adopt one of the black children. I have a black child that has my own name. I'm talking about Jones down the street. Oh, I know it'd get quiet when I said that, but that's who I'm talking about. And whether you like it or not, you can lump it. I'm here to set the truth. I'm here to set the record straight. I know him when he wouldn't have a thing to do with me or my companion because we'd adopted a black child who is Jim Jones Jr. He's there for black people's money, but you don't see any black people's housing. You don't see any colleges or dormitories like I have. You don't see any sanatoriums like I have. You don't see any Greyhound buses for the people like I have. You don't see any land. I've got acres of fields of greens and potatoes and strawberries and pears and tomatoes. I've got pears and grapes. I've got the harvest on 100 hills. You don't see anything down there but an old building. You can't even paint it. Because all they want to do is get as much out of it. He's going to get as much out of it as he can, and then he'll be gone. Said, you've done stopped preaching and gone to Midland. Well, it's the same one that just raised that woman from the dead when she was white as a sheet, when the blood was falling out of her hair. That's the same one, the one that just resurrected her tonight, the same one that healed that woman and took her out of the cast, the same one that stopped the cancer in this is operated 5 times, the same one that caused her to spit up the cancer, the same one that raised that woman from the dead there. It's the same one that healed him from the blindness that's standing there. I don't like these liars. You need to get free from them. Now, excuse me, peace mission children. I'm going to tell you, I have to talk plain. When you're in Rome, you talk like the Romans. You are too many of you white man's niggers. I'm not a nigger. Sitting back there, you're light. Oh, yes, you're a nigger. I'm a nigger. I'm a nigger until everybody's free. Until everybody that's treated niggerly is free, I'm a nigger. I don't care if you're an Italian nigger or you're Jewish or an Indian. The only people getting anything in this country are the people who got the money, baby. That's the only one. They're the only ones not niggers in this country. It's wonderful. Some preacher down there wants to get his people out of here. Well, he'll have to come up and get him. Let him see who... There's a Jewish attorney back there. There's a Jewish attorney back there that I healed when he was dying of cancer. Now he gives free legal services to the poor. Tell him. You just go tell him. If let him come up and see who goes down. Let him come up and get his people if he wants their money. Let him walk up in my presence. Let him dare to come in my face. Let him stand and say he wants his people here. Let the God that is God answer by fire. I know who's God. If you don't know who God is, I know who God is. Hey, Spirit of Truth. Hallelujah. I never did finish this story, and I shall finish this story. Don't need to worry to throw you out of church. I'll get you on that Greyhound bus if you don't have a penny. And I'll give you the finest room you ever saw. I don't have anything but an orange crate in my room because I've taken everything out and made antiques in every senior citizen home, the most beautiful rugs, air conditioning. Beautiful! You don't need to worry. Let that preacher go. He's just wanting your tithes anyway. Just get on my bus, and I'll take you on to the promised land. Hey, Spirit! God. There are Joneses and then there are Joneses. There have been Joneses around this town holding meetings for years. They haven't got one acre. They haven't given one job. They haven't established one senior citizen home. I've established so many I cannot count them. I could not right now tell you how many buildings we have, how many apartments we have for the needy. I could not tell you how many children really are in college that our church is paying. I could not tell you how many tons of food we have sent to Africa, our wounded knees. I could not tell you, because I come here in old used shirts and old used robes. While those preachers drive around in Cadillacs, they wouldn't have you in their dining room. They would have you to come through their door. They'll take your money, but you'd have to slip through their back door. They don't want nothing to do with you. All they want is your money. All right, remember who you're walking out on. Burnell, speak. I'll tell you what I hear. I don't like to speak in terms that man speaks in, but when Jesus had to, he got on the level. He said, sons of hell. He said, you've cleaned the outside of a platter, but the inside you're filled with all kinds of things. He said some things that King James cut out. If you heard all he said, you'd either be shook at. That's what I got to say. That's what I got to say tonight for white man's niggers. I'm a field nigger. You say, I'm Jewish. Well, you're a field nigger too. They killed 6 million of you. You thought you were the chosen people because a book told you so. But they murdered Dr. Chop, as a member of my church. He lost 60 of his relatives in Germany. They murdered them. Where are you gone? Where are you gone, children? Who's going to fight for you when you get in trouble? Better talk to that woman that's a registered nurse coming in that would have died if she hadn't known me. Where are you going just because I'm giving you the truth? Talk to them, folks. What are we doing? What are we doing? You want a seat? Fine. That's good. Everybody wants to sit down. We'll be glad if everybody sit down. But nobody's going out of here. See. Peace. Why is she won't endure me? I've come all the way here for nothing. Got all these buses, housing all these people, taking back seniors and living in rat traps that don't have any money. But come on, we're going to get on board. Taking back people who have no way to provide for themselves. But come on, get on board. Last time I was in Philadelphia, took a starving dog right under the pool. That's on 41st and Westminster, starving to death, where they said that there's abundance to the fullness of everything. The little dog was starving to death in the street. I put him on the sister. I healed him of a paralytic stroke. Now she took him in, took the shelter. They called him Philadelphia. Because they got him in Philadelphia. Anyway, you gotta wake up. You have to wake up. Whether you're white or whether you're black, you gotta wake up. Religion has kept you oppressed. The form of godliness has kept you oppressed. Sunshine Mines, they collapsed. And in Wall Street, the owners of Madison Avenue, rather, they called up the foreman, called up, you read it in your newspaper. They were all white in the Sunshine Mines, but they were niggers. They called up and they said, there's fumes. The owner said there, and it was in every newspaper, said, keep them down there. We don't want to lose any work hours. Well, they kept them down there, the foreman did, like he was told, and finally the mine collapsed, as you remember, and they tried to get on the elevators, and the elevators didn't function because somebody paid off the government inspector, and the mines had not been inspected for 30 years, and the mine elevator electric wouldn't work, the lights wouldn't work. They put on the gas masks to keep the gas from killing them. You read it in your newspaper, and the gas masks wouldn't work. They died in their own spit because the gas masks wouldn't even work. And nobody in Sunshine Mines today has been arrested. Every newspaper showed what they did, but nobody was arrested. 100 and some died. Only 2 stayed down there. Remember what those 2 got up and said? Remember what those 2 said when they got down there? Said, we first prayed. We heard people screaming and dying, and prayers didn't do any good. We first prayed to the sky god, and nothing happened. 100 and some hours later, said we weren't praying. We were cussing the man that put us down here. Peace. And they said, when they got up, and they did it, they got up and said, we have been given religion to blind us so that rich can make money, the rich can get richer, and the poor can get poor. And they said, when we get out of here, and they made a covenant, get us out of here, and we'll go from one end of America to the other to tell them what's happening, what the monetary system is doing to the people, what people are doing in the name of tyranny, fascism, or whatever you want to call it, communism, whatever. It's not a pure socialism, I can tell you that. They went out. They didn't pray. Just like that Baptist deacon, and he throws down his plate when I got through preaching and watched. He said, I wish you to come along a long time ago, you little black-haired nigger. He said, I wish you to come along. He said, I've only got 83 years gone. I'm now going to give you whatever left I've got. He said, but I wish you to come a little sooner, because he said, I've been singing for 50-some years as a deacon. I've been singing 58 years, I think. He said, take the whole world and give me Jesus. And he said, the man has done taking the whole damn world and giving me nothing but Jesus. I know you're leaving. I've had people walk out here. Black mother that walked out, but I'd have given her a home. I'd have fought for her to get her pension increased. I would have fought for her to have taken her in. She'd have never been hungry or lonely again. But she walked out because I told her the truth. And she pulled over and got another sister and made her go. People won't take the truth. Say, well, you preach something I've never heard. Sure. You've been telling your little children that Santa Claus was coming. You've been telling them for years. They've been telling for 3,000 or 4,000 years that every Christmas Santa Claus come to town. Every year Santa Claus is going to come down your chimney, and then no poor white, and then no poor Italian, and then no poor Jew, and there's sure been no poor nigger that ever seen Santa Claus come down any chimney yet. It's all right, honey. You'll need me one day. You'll need me one day. Because they're going to put, I'm going to tell you what they're going to do. I've prophesied the date, the hour, the minute, and the year. They're going to put people in this country in concentration camps. They're going to put them in gas ovens just like they did the Jews. They started at Watergate, and they've told you in the paper today that we have been lied to at Cambodia, that we bombed the wrong people, that we killed innocent children, that you were lied to, and they're just seeing how much the people care. And if you don't resist, if you don't rise up and demand honest government, it's not going to be long. If we don't let the government be upon his shoulders, that they're going to put you in the concentration camps that are already in Tule Lake, California, Allentown, Pennsylvania, near Birmingham, outside El Reno, Oklahoma. They've got them already. Title II section, Title II of the McCarran Act. They still have the concentration camps. They did it to the Japanese, and they'll do it to us if we don't quit preaching this pie in the sky. Now you brace yourself. Senator Kennedy talks about Massachusetts. Some Italian, Greek, and German old ladies has been experimented on with government money just because they were in nursing homes. Their brains been cut on without consent. Black children have been sterilized all the way from Alabama to Carolina against their will. The prisons, doctor in our church on Wednesday last, told of all the experimentation, cutting on the brains, making people living vegetables without the consent. Nobody knows what's going on right now. You see, we're not having any concentration camps. The jails are filled with nothing but poor. There's only 15% black. As Senator Brooks said, the black senator, he said, we already have concentration camps. He said, the prisons of the United States are filled with 80% black, poor white Chicano, most of them black. He said, that's already a concentration camp. So, well, they're there because they committed crime. Oh, is that so? They were hungry, and they wanted some food. 50% of the black youth today have no jobs. 50% of the black Indians have no jobs. Unemployment's rising rapidly. The prime interest is 9.7 today. Do you know what it was in the crash in 1929? 10. This country has always had to have a war. Our depression. I tell you, we're in danger tonight from a corporate dictatorship. We're in danger from a great fascist state. are a great communist state. And if the church doesn't build a utopian society, if it doesn't build an equalitarian society, we're going to be in trouble. Watergate, you don't get Agnew go to jail? Nah. Nixon go to jail? Never, never. But if a black takes a piece of bread, he'll go to jail. Peace. Look at them go. Look at them go. The pity of it is that they're young. Young. I've got people 90 that are sitting here quietly. And young people. You say, don't look around. I've got white family over here that know they're niggers like I am. They're sitting. But look at these young blacks floating out of here. You don't think we're in trouble? We're in trouble. We're in trouble. If people don't listen to God on earth and build the kingdom on earth and read the scripture, the kingdom suffers violence and the violence must take it by force. If we don't turn the world upside down, if we don't share the wealth, if we don't establish a decent order here in an economics and social order, if we don't do it, a man's going to throttle our neck and lead us right into the concentration camps. You say it won't happen. I've got a member who in my church, he was only 1/16th Japanese. His mother owned 1,000 acres. 1942, January they came. They put her in a boxcar, took her out of her 1,000 acres, put her in a boxcar and sent her to Colorado. I did not know her. I know him. And there he died. There she died in a desert in a concentration camp because she was 1/16th Japanese, because the trend then was we don't like Japanese. And what happened to her was this. She had cancer. And for 6 months she had to agonize in pain. And nobody would even give her an aspirin tablet. And that was 1942. Wake up! I don't need you. God's gonna come. God, God, God. Yes, God's gonna come. I see a great man yesterday, Ralph, George Wiley, who worked for the freedom of all people. Good man in Washington. Wake up, I said. I'm gonna preach. If you don't like it, you can lump it. Peace. I only came for the few that are chosen, that'll serve, that'll be liberators, that have chosen not to be waited upon, but to come to serve. As Jesus said, I've come to serve and not to be served. Come to lose my life and then find it. If you want to keep your life, you're going to lose it anyway. All right, all right, all right. Now they've got your ears open. I hope so. Because they're coming. I prophesied the date, month, the hour, and the year. We were led to a mountain, and we said an enemy would die under the shadow of that mountain, a protection. We got a mountain that goes to the depth of the earth, and there's no end to it. We can't find the end to it, and only we have found it. And I was led 3,000 miles to find it, and I found it. And it's got enough room for you and everybody else, and they're coming. He said, I don't need it. God's coming. Did he come? I looked at that newspaper, Ralph, George Wiley, out there. He fell out of his boat. And of course, what's the scar on that little boy? You say a sky god, he's got all power. Sky god's everywhere. Sky god sees everything. Sky god knows everything. Sky god can do anything. But that man fell off the boat yesterday. And his little boy, think what's on his conscience. That father said, son, please help me. Hurry. And the son threw a rope. But it was too late. George Wiley went down beneath the water. I don't claim to be any sky god, but I claim that if you let me be your natural father, if you let me adopt you as an earthly father, I will save you. I've not had one have an accident, but that's not what I'm trying to promise. I'm promising that if you go to jail, I'll go to jail. If they come after you, they have to come after me. If they hurt you, they'll have to hurt me. That's what I promise. Peace. But this so happens that anyone that calls and lifts me up and stands by me, they never even had one that's gone, though we traveled thousands of miles. One bus last year put 1,000,000 miles on it and not a scratch on anyone's head. They put millions and millions of miles, but yesterday was that case. You know what the newspaper says tonight? The Afro Sun of Baltimore? You say the sky god's going to help you. Give me a microphone. I'll come down and do an Indian dance if I have to get her woke up. I'm going to tell you she's going to hear the truth. Nobody under 40 gonna go to sleep on me. It's all right if somebody over here that's 90 who's worked all day, they know where the truth is. I'll let them sleep, but nobody under 40, you're not gonna be in, you're not gonna be a field in here tonight. Now we're listening. You say, Scott, God's gonna help us. Who were the chosen people, according to King James? The Jews. And they thought the sky god was going to help them, and 6 million of them were burned to a crisp. I've got Dr. Trump, who's a member of this congregation. All of his family were burned and gassed alive, waiting on a sky god. You say, you don't like to sit so long. All you have to do is sit. I have to throw my voice. I have to give my sweat. I have to get out of my way. I have to give my voice. I have to give my body. You say you don't want to talk. I knew there were a lot of people in here tonight. People said, oh, these same ones. I said, no, there's 100 new people or 200 here. I've got to preach to them. They'll never hear it anybody else because these preachers have got Cadillacs. They're afraid to preach the truth. Like Reverend Black came to me, one of the big evangelists, and all my brothers can lift their hands and say he came to my house. They know it. Yeah. Came to my house. He said, heal me. Yes. Reverend Allen even wanted me to heal him. I prophesied when he'd die because he too wouldn't have anything to do with me when I adopted a black child. The only reason he started ministering to black people was when he got kicked out of the assemblies of God for being drunker than a hoot owl and then laying in a street with a prostitute in Nashville, Tennessee. That's when he started preaching to black people. You won't like it what I'm saying tonight. You may never come back, but I'll have my conscience free anyway. I'll get my soul unburdened. Makes no difference whether you like it, lump it, want to live it or not. I'm going to preach what I've got to preach because I've got nothing to say but the truth. Thank you, Reverend. It's good to see a man smiling with a black collar. I'm telling you. I said, Alan, I said, I'll heal you. He had liver trouble because he drank like a fish. I said, I'll heal you if you get up in the pulpit and start preaching. I'm talking about A.A. Allen. I said, when you preach the truth about the Bible. He said, I know the Bible has got lies in it. He said, I know that. I said, then preach it. He said, what about the tithes? Reverend Black said, what about the tithes? Reverend Urshan, what about the tithes? I've had the best come to me at night. Like Nicodemus, they'd slip in. Only my security people would see them. Only my people who work in the fields or with the swimming pool are on the property caring for it. The preachers come driving up, slipping up like a Nicodemus at night and said, will you heal me? Then they want to slip out so their people didn't see them. I said, yes, when you preach the truth, I'll heal you. A. Allen says, I'm not going to preach it. Said, I wouldn't have anybody to follow me. Said, I'm used to high living, is what A. Allen said. That's the exact words he said. I'm used to high living. I said, all right, what did I tell my people? I said, he'll die in his own drink. He'll die in San Francisco drunk. They'll find thousands of dollars on him, and he'll die because he's lied to the people. That's what I said, and that's what he did. Bless you. Put it there, brother. Peace. I only got a short time. The end is coming. Say, Sky God will help you. 8 million black, your paper said today, they're going to die in 60 days in the sub-Sahara. They're starving. I'm the only church I know that's sending any food. 8 million. I don't claim to be any Sky God. If I found a Sky God, I'd give him a subpoena. I'd indict him. I said, if I found a Sky God, I'd swear out a warrant for his arrest. Say, what would you swear out a warrant? Because you say he's got all power. You say you've got a sky god that's got all power. You say you've got one that he's here, there, and everywhere. Say he knows the thoughts of the mind. He knows the thoughts of your body. You say he cares about everybody. And yet 8 million blacks are starving to death in Africa. Sure, you won't come back. But I notice no preachers taking anybody out of here, are they? They're sitting. They ain't saying anything. Want to try? If you want to try a little bit, you may get up and say something, honey, but you won't stand up and say it long. I've come to set people free. I've come to give them the spirit of liberty. I want you to think. You'll go to hell if you don't think. I don't mean you burn down in some pit. The monetary system, you know about that, brother. You're a smart man about the monetary system. You know about that. You and I may disagree just a little bit about theology, but we got the same heart. You want liberty. Back up. I'm down here just isolating some people, insulating some and isolating some others. I'm insulating some from the cancers that others are sitting by, and I'm isolating the cancers of some that would like to poison the minds of others. Oh, you say you don't have very many. I don't have very many in Philadelphia, but I got 10,000 out in California. Hey, spirit. Oh, God. Say, I got too much to lose. I got too much to lose. Sit down. You got nothing to lose. Who else is going to stand and look you in the face and say, come and I'll give you a job. Come and I'll give you a home. Come and I'll give you a bed. Say, I got nothing but a pension. Don't leave your pension behind. Who else will tell you that? Who'll tell you I'll put you on that bus tomorrow? Who else will tell you? You don't have to have a penny. That's what I said to her when I came to Philadelphia. Didn't have to say it twice. She said, I know that. All right. Why is it people don't want to hear something that's on earth? Say, you love God. And I tell you, you don't love anything you don't see. I tell you, you couldn't love a ghost. You can't love a spook. And you can get down on your knees and you can talk to a spirit, but that spirit don't talk back to you, and you don't even know it. You may be afraid of it. You may be concerned about it, but you can't love it. You gotta be able to touch somebody to love them. You gotta be able to feel somebody to love them. You gotta be able to look at somebody to love them. You know what's the truth? You didn't love no child that you had in the spirit. You had to have a child, flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. You didn't love no mother in the spirit. You had to have a mother that was flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. And you can't love no God that's in the spirit. You gotta love God that's flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone. This man would have been blind, but he was a preacher. You say you can't afford to give up. This man was blind, said you can't give up, but he gave up his church. He gave up his work. He said, I know you are God. He gave it all up. Came all the way from Washington, sick in the hospital. Not expecting him to get up, but now he rode all the way with me from California, and he's going to ride all the way home, because he's anchored. He's anchored. He's anchored in a rock. Hey, spirit. Yes, yes, yes. You say, I've got Jesus. All right, call on him. I don't want to bother you if you got one. Peace. But I'm telling you, if he's got so much power, if he's got all power, if he's the Father that created the worlds and created every living thing, why is it that 2 million died last year of our black brothers and sisters in Biafra? They were just as good as you. They were just as good as me. But they died over their little babies, swollen stomachs, fell, their mothers held them, they died wanting life. Why is it you don't know, and they're going to do the same thing to you, because they're giving you the same dose that they gave them. That's how they got them to sit there and die with their babies, because somebody'd stand over them. These white preachers coming to town, they'd say, don't worry, mother, because by and by, when the morning comes, Jesus is going to come. I'm going to tell you, Jesus has come right now, and Jesus is going to do something right now. Jesus is going to do something today. Today is the day of salvation. Now, baby. We'll get that taken away. We'll get that taken away. I'm about through. I just want you to think. I just said I come to save you. Said in the last days, saviors would come up out of Zion. Jesus said, ye are gods, sons of the Most High. I'm a savior. I didn't say a creator. No, because if I had been alone in this universe, I sure wouldn't have made nobody to come down on these streets of Philadelphia and suffer like black people have to suffer. I'd have never made none to have to suffer like Latins suffer or poor whites suffer. No, I didn't say that. I just said one thing, and I'll live up to it, because there's nobody ever looked to me to be a savior. There's nobody that's ever come to me to be a savior. There's nobody that has asked me. There's nobody that's ever come up to me if they were in jail. Some of them won the Jewish brother face in 10 years. He said, save me. My religion didn't save me. God didn't save me. The sky God didn't come, and I took him out of jail 10 years. I took him out in 10 minutes. Hey, spirit! Nobody has ever come to me that's prayed. They prayed to the sky God. They said, save me. They had cancer. They said, save me. But thousands have come and said, Jim Jones, save me. And Jim Jones saved them. Oh, yes. This woman, this black woman sitting here, this Afro-American woman sitting here, she was crippled. Crippled from an accident. Crippled. And she was dead. Lawyers cheated her, sold out, got together and sold her case out. She didn't get a dime. She was crippled in constant pain. Is this not right, Sister Walls, isn't it? But you decided to put away the spook, and you began to try to love God in this body. And when you did, I called you out, did I not? Long months ago, and I said, you have a home, and I said, I take the pain, I said, I take the crippling, and ever since that day, ever since, you can tell your own testimony. Have you got any crippling now? Your leg was crippled. Have you got any ache or pain now? Yes, spirit, my God. So don't you count on it. Sky God didn't come after the Jews, honey. 6 million of them died. He didn't come after the blacks that were in chains. They died. He didn't come after the poor white Virginia miners. They died in the sunshine mines. He didn't come after the poor anytime. No sky God ever came. It had to be somebody that put on hands. It had to be somebody like Harriet Tubman. It had to be somebody like a Patrick Henry. It had to be somebody that would put their hand. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'll finish when I get through. Just shift your body a little bit more, and I'll finish when I get through. Because somebody gonna get saved in Philadelphia. Somebody is gonna get on the freedom train in Philadelphia. So I don't like it because you said I was a nigger. I said, I am too. I said, that district attorney over there, that white district attorney, I said, he's a nigger too. He had to find out he was one. Then his baby was healed from blindness. His wife was healed from dying. Oh, I said, we're all gonna be niggers till everybody gets free. Till everybody gets free. Till everybody gets free. Are you free over here? Are you free over here, Charlie? Do you know God when you see him? You do, don't you, sister? Sister Thomas? You know. Just tell her. See this sister, she's up there going towards her 90s. She'll tell you, if you know God, you won't have to tell him anything. She had cancer. All she did was turn on my record like instructions. She turned on my song. I've got a song to bring God out of the out from the sky, down on the earth. She played the song and spit up the cancer. In her home. Well, well, somebody gonna get free in Philadelphia. See this little lady that beats this Chamberlain. She was dead. She was dead. Her heart was down. Her heart was gone. She couldn't breathe. She was like stone. She too was lost in that sky god. But I came down and I touched her on the floor and she arose. Hey, spirit. Thank you. say. I know some of you think I'm going to get arrested. I know some of you think I'm going to get in trouble. But I'm going to be the happiest fella in trouble you ever saw. Because there's nothing that makes you feel so good. There's nothing that makes you feel so clean. There's nothing that makes you feel so clean as to tell the people the truth. Because the truth will set you free. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Well, I couldn't say it in any more words. And I couldn't have said it in any less. I have spoken. And along with me has come the spirit of the Shekinah presence. Justice has come rolling down like a mighty sea. Have I been with you so long? Doubting Thomases and Phillips, have I been with you so long that you don't know me? I just snowed. See, my mind was blown. Keep trying. Try my spirit. Test me 24 hours a day. Take me up on my offer and come to California. Till I come back. Take me up. Come on over on the other side of Jordan. Come out there in those beautiful fields of Eden. See what we're doing out there for freedom. And I'll tell you, you won't want to come back. You won't want to come back. You're sweet, you're sweet. Say, well, if I give this up, what would I have? Heaven. We'd get ourselves together. We'd get rid of the monetary system. The land would get back where it belonged. And we'd stop the disease, and the streams would no longer be polluted. The skies would no longer be polluted. And there'd be no more water gates, but the floodgates of glory would open. Ah, Spirit! And the money that's been bombed on little babies in Cambodia to make the rich richer. Even the president said if we'd spend that money, we could heal cancer. And I've already healed cancer without any money. I've taken over a hospital, taken over lands for the people, given them jobs. Say, I'd lose something. You haven't got nothing to lose. You, all you got is a spook on Sunday morning. All you got is a preacher standing up in fine suits on Sunday morning telling you about a spook that's coming. And if that spook come, he'd fall right out of his shoes. Because if he came, I was in Christ's temple one time. That's the biggest Pentecostal church in America. And they all said, Jesus is coming soon. I was sitting down because I knew he hadn't gone anywhere. They were all jumping up and shouting and saying, I'm ready. I want him to come. I hope it'll be morning. I want it to at least be noon. And I hope it won't be before the night. And they were shouting and they were screaming in Christ's temple. You remember about Christ's temple over there? Ah, yes. And I was there, and I can tell you this for truth. About that time, over across the way, a big gas reservoir went boom. And all those folks that were on their feet wanting Jesus to come, they all hit the floor and were down under the benches. They hid on the floor. They had the Holy Ghost. They'd been baptized in Jesus' name. They spoke in tongues. But they all were crawling on the floor. And I looked around and I was the only one sitting because I knew I didn't have to be afraid. Oh, I love the truth. I don't care if I have to die. I'd rather preach the truth than eat apple pie. I'd rather preach the truth than to have silver and gold when I die. I'd rather preach the truth than to have all the mansions of this world. I went to the guillotine or the cross. I'd rather preach the truth. Say they're going to come for you. I know they will. But when they come, they better get ready. Because there's going to be 10,000. They came for us there, I told you, in that southern city. You know what I did? They came to get us. Right now, on Thursdays, the last Thursday of every month, that same police officer that got his nose broke, you can find him in my church. Stood right on my pulpit after I broke his nose, taking that woman out of that ambulance with a whirlwind. You say, you don't need me? You don't know what you need. But if you need to live, you need me. If you need to survive in this time of Watergate, if you need to survive when the crooks, the spiritual wickednesses gear up in high places, if you want to get saved from injustice and from robbers, if you want to get saved from jackleg preachers and all their lackeys, if you want to get saved, come on home, come on home. Well, you're satisfied, some of you. So tomorrow, you go look at that church. You listen to that old jackleg. Listen to him. He'll tell you Jesus is coming soon. But you look at his tie. You look at his shoes. You look at his socks. You look at his hair. He won't be like mine. I've never paid for a barber. And I've been too busy trying to get people free. I've had no time to cut it. Not because I like long hair, but I just haven't had time. That's too unimportant. But you look at him tomorrow, it'll be trimmed just right. You look at his wife, she'll be in the finest of furs. But if you see this mother of our church, she's an inspector for the state of California. She goes in and gets old people out of nursing homes and closes up rat traps. And she's over in Los Angeles right now preaching for me. She'll be in San Francisco tomorrow preaching for me. She goes and works. And she was wounded 10 times. They penetrated through her spine. Said she'd never walk because they tried to kill both of us. Sure. Sure. You say, why are they trying to kill you? They that live godly in Christ, they shall suffer persecution. They'll even kill you thinking they do God a service. I want to tell you, I raised her up. I raised her up in less than 3 days. You say your God raised himself up in the sky. God raised up in 3 days. I raised her up in 3 minutes. She's not got no furs. Oh, I know grammar. I'm a principal. I'm a teacher. I know how to speak good English. But you got plenty of good English, but you don't know how to speak American. Plain enough to know how to get free. Because we're speaking a lot of good English going nowhere. All right, now, you better get to listen and hear what the Spirit has to say to the church. It's a long time, long meeting. I hated to have to go so long, but I won't see you. Some of you will be in jails before I see you if you don't listen to me. Some of you will be jobless. Some of you will be looking for bread. And I don't mean money. And I care for you. And I have a way where there is no way. I've got that rock that's hewn out of the mountain. Flashing lights on us. 12 o'clock, the flashing lights on us. Flash him off, we preach in the dark, baby. Don't talk to him, folks. Flash lights on me. I'll come back here again, I'll bet you. Such a law. You see already. They don't want the law. They want to stop you. You can't go after 12. When they're going to do it next? What's next going to be done? Yeah, it's 12. It's 12. I don't like that law. I don't like anybody making these laws that tell people when they can assemble. Because the Constitution says you've got freedom of assembly. Freedom of speech. The right to assemble. It didn't say between 8 and 12. It said all night if you wanted to. We're not disturbing nobody's peace out here because ain't nobody got any peace. They're living in rat holes. And on each side, there's businesses. There's no peace to disturb. I hope they do arrest me. I'm ready to go to jail, child. We'll shake up this town. Nothing be better than somebody take me to jail. Cause we'll have the greatest revival that ever come to Philadelphia. You don't know what this is like because you just never been around somebody that is a righteous God. You've never been around somebody that's an angry God. And you say, I don't like you. You're going to have to like me before you can ever fulfill the scripture, because you got to love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And I'm telling you, you can't love something you've not seen. You're a liar if you tell me otherwise. Now back we go, sister. I think it was I called back here by name somebody. Handstand, clasp, move, and shift your bodies. I tell you, Jesus rebuked the Bible. I'm rebuking the Bible by the living word. The living word's coming to you now.